And welcome back. You're listening to Sisters Acousmatica, live from Signal in the city. Of course, you're still tuned to 3CR, 8:55 AM, or, of course, via the digital network or through 3cr.org.au. However you're tuning in, I hope you're enjoying this morning, which will be going on, this whole event, until 6 this evening. So you can come and join us in the city. We're at Signal, which is the old Signal box behind Flinders Street Station. You can come on down and watch the performers live. Otherwise, keep tuning in to 3CR for a wonderful afternoon or morning and afternoon of some improvised experimental music. And at the moment, I'm going to be chatting to two of the people who've been performing this morning. Well, first performers for the morning. They're up bright and early. Shani and Georgie.
Hello.
Welcome to being on air. Well, you've been on air already performing for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
How did it all go this morning for you?
It was pretty surreal, I guess, just being in the station and imagining the people who are out on the walk with Pip and Julia, listening to us amongst like all of the sort of city noise with their radios and everything.
Yeah, even just making things this early in the morning is pretty surreal.
It is. When you mentioned just then about the people on the walk, do you want to, just for people at home, because that's one of the activities people can come into town and be involved with, do you want to explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So Pip and Julia, who are the two women who organise this event, they're sort of following a route through the city with this giant sound wheelbarrow, basically. So this makeshift wheelbarrow full of radios, and they're wearing awesome outfits and just walking through the city with these radios broadcasting, playing the broadcast, basically, stopping in different locations along the way.
So kind of mixing, I suppose, what's being broadcast along with the kind of street sounds that are around
them.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, yeah, if anyone wants to come down, is there a way for people to catch up with the group or find out where they are, or you just got to kind of randomly run across them?
I feel, I don't know, that's a good question.
No, actually, we'll come back to that. I shouldn't put you on the spot.
I feel like if you come down to Signal, someone will point
you
in the right
are.
Direction.
You can go to Sisters Acousmatica. I suppose we'll be able to spell that one. sisterusacousmatica.org/map. And that'll give you an idea. But yeah, as I was saying, you can also come down to Signal here in the city. But a little bit about your performance before. Was it a vocal-based performance?
Yeah, it was.
How do you describe, I mean, besides that easy term, vocal-based performance, how would you describe your kind of practice or the work you do?
Well, in regards to the piece we just did then?
Yeah, and in terms of, I suppose, comparable with the work you generally do. Was it something within the realms of your normal work, or is this something different?
We've never sung
normal?
Together before.
Oh, okay.
Well, we've never performed together before.
Yeah, but I guess in our like own practices, we both incorporate elements of the things that we just did together. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, definitely. Yeah, but pretty broad range of styles and things that we do. Yeah. But that piece had a lot of talking in it too.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry, it's so early in the morning.
I know.
I just did talking on the radio.
Oh, I'm sounding really lame right now.
So, how did you come together to for the performance today? Were you introduced, or are you old friends? Or
old friends.
Old friends. Old friends.
I was just going to say the way you talk so well
we
together.
We were in
then,
prison together.
You can tell.
I sort of contacted Georgie asking if she wanted to be a part of the event with me, because I was like, which gal pals do I have that would be the best for this?
Best gal pal.
And so the performance, as you said, involved a bit of spoken word, but also a bit of kind of manipulation of your voice and kind of, I'm not sure what the word I should be using, but kind of not distorting your voice, but
extended techniques.
That's a very nice term.
Extending it,
which I'm not sure I would have thought of myself at this time in the morning. Yeah. So, like, what? How do you, you know, kind of treat your voice? Is there any kind of special things you do, or is it
Well, you do, you were just saying before, like, you do some pretty extreme stuff. That was kind of, like, quite tame in comparison to some
of the like, in terms of stuff. The amount of sort of tension and such that I was inflicting on it in that performance, it was pretty dialed back. But in general, I think the way that I sort of take care of it is just paying really close attention to how it's feeling and functioning, basically. Like, during a performance, it's like, okay, it's starting to get sore now, so I'll stop screaming in about 30 seconds, and then I'll sleep for 3 days.
See, I don't go that hard. I don't, like, do all the screamy stuff that you do. I'm too scared.
Yeah. Funnily enough, during, like, periods of time where I am doing a lot more of that sort of stuff, I go to, like, a laryngologist and get, like, a little camera put down my throat to see, maybe every, like, 4 months or so, just to make sure nothing is kind of going awry in there that needs to be addressed. And I was doing, like, a lot of, like, full-on stuff for a while, and I went and I had my scope, and they were like, these are the healthiest vocal folds I've seen in a while.
That's awesome.
So, I don't know, I guess.
So you're going to live forever, basically.
Yeah, cool. Invincible.
Your voice will go on forever and ever.
Yeah.
So in your private practices, with the, you know, your individual practices, is it purely a vocal, generally a vocal kind of performance or piece or work, or do you work with musicians much at all? Or?
Yeah, I work with musicians and, like, sometimes, like, dancers and stuff as well. I'm in, like, a large sort of interdisciplinary ensemble, which is called This Ensemble.
What? I don't know about this.
You should.
What was the name?
You
should, Son, was it?
This Ensemble?
This Ensemble, yep.
As in THIS. This one. Oh, this one right here. I haven't played with them for a while, but it's kind of like there's, like, theatre makers, there's, like, a puppeteer, there's a bunch of dancers,
awesome.
People painting.
I didn't know about that. That's cool.
You should join us.
Yeah.
So in that group, do you perform as a whole group, or is it just kind of amongst it you kind of network with people
in
it? And do...
It's kind of like there's, like, a pool of people, and for each performance it's just sort of whoever comes, and
cool.
They do generally happen over a very extended like time period, so, like, the performances will often go for, like, four hours or so just people kind of will just go on and off throughout.
Do you as a group, do you have a kind of your own performance space or anything, or working kind of space?
Not exactly, but we have performed at Cross Street a lot.
Cool.
In East Brunswick.
And Georgie, what about yourself? Do you work with musicians?
Yeah, do a bunch of different things. At the moment, I'm working on some stuff with the Bennett's Lane Big Band, like a composing commission with them.
What kind of style do they?
Well, it's kind of me and three of the instrumentalists are composing for the record, and so they're composing suites, and then I'm composing little interludes in between the suites. And I sing with, like, a swing band.
Oh, wow.
And have a solo thing.
Is it one of those big swing bands, or...?
It's called the Furbelows. It's, like, three female vocalists and then, like, a gypsy jazz rhythm section.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's pretty old school.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty, the complete antithesis of what we just did.
So, have you... I suppose, as you say, you haven't actually worked together live before, but is it something you consider doing again together?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
in this,
I had fun.
Yeah, I had a great time. Oh, my God, you guys.
You're the best.
that's the kind of coolest thing about this sort of music is you have a pal and you get a date in a room, and then you can just go, cool, let's just make music now. Oh, cool, we made another friend, let's add them. That's really nice.
Have you, either of you done much, like, recording or releasing of work?
I haven't done a lot of, I have only recorded stuff on other people's projects at this point, but I'm currently recording an album with Dale Gorfinkel, which is like, he plays this thing that he made called a modified trumpet, which is basically just like a trumpet that he's sawed up and like has added tubes to and like plastic tubing to and stuff, which is really awesome to play with as a vocalist. Yes, and we're going to release that in a few months.
So. Oh, cool. Mm. Yeah, because often I suppose you find people working in the kind of, I suppose, experimental field, it often, sadly, like it's more about the performance, which is not sadly, I should say, but the people who can't get to the performance is often are hard to get.
That's true.
Yeah, it's more about the performance, I suppose, than the actual, the work being preserved, which I suppose is a part of the spontaneity of that kind of work. But it's, anyway, it's been great to have you this morning. Thanks for performing for us. And thanks for getting up so early, I should say, first of all.
Thank you.
And thanks for performing and having a chat with us. We should mention, just before we came on, there were a few tracks played, I think, partly in the background, along with Meg Butler and Libby Jamison from 3CR, talking about 3CR's role in training live sound technicians. And some of the music we heard was This Way Out by the Fandoras, Lakes of Russia, and also a piece from Rosalind and Judith. And I think... now we're heading back.